We're up to Simon Reish Yud Zayin Birchas HaPsomim VaHamugmer. Zog the Mechaber, HaNichnes L'Chanusay Shel Boisim. You go into a perfume store, a store that sells different types of besomim, Sheyesh Boi Mina Besomim, Mevarach Boi Mina Besomim. When you walk in and you smell, you make a Boi Mina Besomim. Zog the Mishnah Brura, that even though we'll see later in Siv Beis, that one of the Tanam, in order to make a Boi Mina Besomim, it has to be that the besomim was Nasa L'Hariach, that the point of the besomim there is in order that people should smell it. For example, we'll see later, if they put out besom to take away the bad smell, so that's not made to smell the besom, it's just to dilute a worse smell. B'chai gaben, you don't make a boyer min besom. So the besom were put in the store in order to sell the besom, not in order for it to smell. So it should be considered something that's lay nasa l'riach. Why do you make a bracha? Zok to Mishnah Berurah, mevur in the Gemara, that the person that has the besom store, part of his cheshbon is also that they should give off a good smell, so it should entice people to purchase the besom. So memele, it is considered nasa l'riach, and therefore you make a bracha. Memele zok to Mishnah Berurah, if let's say he has a storage room, the storekeeper, where he keeps the extra inventory, and there also it smells very nicely, but the besom that's in the storage room is not meant to give off a smell, because that's not where the customers come. It's in the store where he wants it to give off a good smell, because that's where it helps attract customers. But the smell that's in the storage room is like malo moyed b'negei the customers. So if somebody were to walk into the storage room and smell, he wouldn't make a bracha, because those besom are not nasa l'riach. So in such a case, if someone walks into that storage room, even if the person walking in knows that it smells in that room, and he walks in with a kavan in order to be nehaneh from the reyach, he still doesn't have to make a bracha, because the besom that's there is not considered that it was nasa l'hariach. However, if the person that walks in picks up the besom in his hand to smell it, in that case, zok the Mishnah Berurah, oisa netile mashveloi avida l'reyach v'tzarech l'varach. By the mere fact that you picked it up in order to smell, so akoponim l'shah, it's considered nasa l'hariach. However, Chazanish happens to argue on this psak, and he says something that originally wasn't put out, l'hariach, you don't make a bracha, even if you picked it up to smell it, unless you're miyachid it from now on, l'hariach. But the fact that you're picking it up in order to smell, that's not ma'alam moyer, zok the Chazanish, because you're going to put it down a minute later, and it goes back to its original state, where it's le'nasa l'hariach. So it would only work if you were miyachid it from now on, that it should be for the purpose of people coming in to take a smell. But the Kapanim, like we said, the Mishnah Berurah argues, he holds that when you pick it up, even if it's Lei Nasa L'Riach, if you pick it up, I'm Nasa L'Riach, so for right now it's considered Nasa L'Riach. Now, this is that the Mechaber says, when you walk into the Chanos Shel Baisim, so we said the Chanos Shel Baisim, the Besom was put there with a Kavana that people should be Nehenna from the Reach, because that entices them to buy. And that's when you make a Besom, that's when you make a Bracha. However, Mishnah Berurah brings a Machlaikis that the person that walks into the besom store is the chiyuv bracha dafke if he was miskaven l'hariach, or even if he walks in, he's just planning to purchase some besom, but he happened to smell the besom while he's there, and he's nene, so that's a mechayev bracha already. Or no, dafke when you're miskaven l'hariach. So he brings a machlokes, yes, I'm dafke b'miskaven l'hariach, but if it was just bom me'ilav, you don't make a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah seems to nem on like the Cholkim, he says, Avarabim Cholkim Aswarazu, Svirluhu, that even if he was not Mechavan L'Riach, but Hayyaz the Besom is made L'Riach, like we explained, because the Bailim wants people should come in and be Nehenna from the Reach, and the Maisi, he was Nehenna, that's enough to be Mechayiv a Bracha. Sharatzin is Me'oyer that we saw in the previous Simon Reish Tazayin Siv Beis, Benegeye Peiris, Peiris that give a good smell. So if you take it L'Riach, you make a Bracha. That if you took it just la'achila, you were not miskaven b'chlal l'hariach. However, when you take it in your hands, the good smell comes to your nose. So even though it does give off a good reich, and the mice in your nehenna, you don't make a bracha. So Ibazoi, why do these paiskim hold that when you walk into a chanus shel b'samim, and you were not miskaven l'hariach, but since the mice in your nehenna from the reich, you make a bracha, how does that stem with what we just said, b'negei peiris? Zok the Sharetzi, and the paiskim say that it's not daimetis of beis. Because over there we're talking about a peiri, and peiri is be'ikr not made l'reich. If you pick it up, amanas l'reich, so then it gets a cheshivas that it's nasa l'reich boy. But as long as you didn't pick it up, amanas to smell, even though memele you're smelling, it's not ikr l'reich. Masha'enkin over here, we're talking about a chanos shel b'sam. B'samim is oimid be'ikr l'hariach. So hayois, it's oimed l'riach, and it's mal l'riach, and you're nehene, even though that wasn't your intention, here it's different, here you would make a bracha. That's how the ma'aser reich poiskim are machriya. Now the mechaber was saysim over here, that the bracha you make in when you come into this besom store is a boire mine besom. Previously we saw in Reish Tazayin Sefiyot that if a person has atzei besomim, izvei besomim, mine besom, he makes a separate bracha on each one. So presumably in the store you have all types of besom. So why does the mechaber say to make a boire mine besom? Why don't you make a bracha on each individual besom? So Meshavur says the chiluk is very poshut. Over there it's talking about that he has in front of him some of each min, and he's planning to smell each one. So maybe make an individual bracha on each one. Here, you're not holding any of them. There, you're taking into your hand each one of these minim to smell. Here, you're not taking anything into your hand. You're just walking into the store, and you're getting a good whiff of all these besom combined that are producing a scent. So hayayis, it's ma'urav mikol aminim. So maybe you make a bracha kelelas boyer mina besom. Someone is sitting in this store, this besom store, a whole day. He only has to make one bracha the first time he smells. And Mishabur says it makes no nafkamina whether he was Masir Das from smelling or not. Even if he was Masir Das and now he pays attention again and he's being Nehene from the smell, he doesn't make a new bracha because the smell is constantly there. Hayais, from when he started being Nehene, the smell never left. So therefore, it's considered the same smell. He doesn't have to make a new bracha. B'negeya, the storekeeper, Zakta Mishneh Brura, the first time he comes into the store, he makes a bracha because he's nana from the reyach, and then he doesn't make a bracha anymore. And by storekeeper, even if he comes in and he goes out throughout the day, he doesn't have to make a new bracha when he comes in, because we'll see soon that if a person is yoytze v'nichnas and he's daite lachzer, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. The storekeeper is zikher, however, the Mishmur brings down Benegeya, a storekeeper. We saw before a machlaikis, when someone walks into a store, and he was not a store that sells besom, and he was not miskavan l'riach, but he was memele m'riach, and he was nene, whether he has to make a bracha or not. We saw the Rav HaChanim say, you do make a bracha. However, Benegeya, the storekeeper himself, Mishmur brings down that yesh achreinim that hold, that a storekeeper doesn't make a bracha even the first time he comes into the store. Why not? Because, again, we asked Akasha, why are the besomim in the store considered nasal hariach? They're there to sell. So we said, because the chemveni is niche, that it should give off a smell, because that helps people want to buy the besom. That svara is only benegeya the customers. In other words, he wants it to give off a smell for the customers, that they should smell it in order to buy. But for himself, he doesn't need the smell. So klapa himself could be, if he's not miskavan lahariach, here, even those that hold that without being miskavan lahariach, you make a bracha. But here, klapa him, it's not considered nasal ariach. Even though klapa others, it's considered nasal ariach, but for the storekeeper himself, it's considered ein nasal ariach. So maybe if he's not mechavan ariach, he wouldn't make a bracha. Because of this shaila, Mishneh Brura says, it's toiv, that even though we're saying a regular person that walks into a besom store, even if he's not mechavan ariach, we pass and he makes a bracha. The storekeeper himself should try to be mechavan ariach, and then he can make a bracha, the kula alma. Dr. Mechaber Vayter. So again, if a person is there the whole day, he makes one bracha. Nichnas v'yoytze, nichnas v'yoytze. If he goes out, he comes back in. Then, mevarach al kol pam. Every time you come in fresh, you have to make a new bracha. However, again, we're not talking about a storekeeper, but we're talking about a regular customer. So to mechaber, that's dafke shlo hayudai te lachzer. But lo hayudai te lachzer lo yivorach. A person that went out al manas to come back in, then he doesn't have to make a new bracha. And like we said before, a storekeeper is considered always dai te lachzer, so he wouldn't have to make a new bracha. Kolshken zok to Mishneh Brura, if you go out and you go into another besom store, then avada, you make a new bracha. Now how quick does it have to be dai to lachzer? So Mishneh Brura says, davke kishohoye dai to lachzer miyad. However, he doesn't say exactly what miyad means. I'm not sure exactly how quick the dai to lachzer has to be. Zok to Mishneh Brura, that if you have a bundle of besom lying on the table to smell, if you pick it up to smell, and you made a bracha, and you put it back down on the table, so if it was daitai to smell it again later, you don't have to make a new bracha when you smell it a second time. Shabura says, even if you left your house after you smelled it the first time, but it was daitai lachzer miyad, so we said before, daitai lachzer, you don't make a bracha. Because it was daitai to smell it the whole time. This is very negay on Yom Kippur. People like smelling besom in Yom Kippur to be mashlim the mei brachas. So kol zman, a person picks up besom on Yom Kippur, and was not masir das from smelling it, So even if he puts it down, he picks it back up again, he doesn't make a new bracha. Mishabura's lashon is that ein tzarich levarach aleihem kiven shehayadaita mitchila lahariach behem b'chol shah. So again, I'm not sure what this means. If you're planning throughout the davening to continuously smell, you're not going to smell it every 10 minutes, you smell it, let's say, every half hour. Is that considered that I wasn't Mesir Das? So if you left the Bismedrish and it was not Dai Talach Zemiyad, then for sure you make a new bracha. Mishabura says, if you went to another place, Mishabura is talking about not when you're in Shul. He says, let's say you're home and you made a bracha to smell, and then you go out to your Esakim, you go to your business, or you go to Daven and Shul, and you come back, that's a Hefzik, because he's learning that the Halicha is the Hefzik, and you have to make a new bracha. But Abinagei Yom Kippur, if you're standing in Shul the whole day, and you're planning to continuously smell throughout the day, Shmoyis of the Mishabura is that you would not be making another bracha. But again, I don't know what this lashon is. Hayidaitim betchilu l'riach bem kol shah. Is there a specific time frame? What's considered kol shah? It's not very clear. But oifin, where you're not masir das, zok the Mishabura, even if you smell later a different besam, not the same besamim, you still don't make a bracha because you're never masir das from the first besamim, so that bracha is still kayim. And you wouldn't have to make a new bracha even if you're now smelling another besom. B'Yalacha brings down from the Yerava a shayla b'negei, a pharmacy. I guess in those days they had certain medicines that gave off a good smell. The people are nehenah from the smell, but they were miyuchad for cholim. So do you have that same svara that we said over here, that a chanos, even though it's not made lohariach, be'etzim it's made to sell, but hayois, the bialim wants people to buy it, he's happy that it gives off a smell because that helps people want to buy it, but that's the Afghan of a sum store. In a pharmacy, those people who are healthy are not planning to buy anything here. Those who are sick anyways have to come here. So you don't need to entice them to come here. However, the B'Yalacha says the svar is not mukhrich, because maybe he wants people from outside to smell, to know that there's a pharmacy over here. If you have a sign outside your pharmacy, it's a pharmacy, then this svar is irrelevant. This is Shaila that the B'Yalacha discusses.